Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Yo, yo, happy National Chicken Finger Day, homies. Get you a free chicken finger with your Raising Cane's box combo on 727, you heard?
Thanks, Snoop.
Make it a perfect combo with a copy of my latest album, Is It a Crime? Streaming now.
Get one free chicken finger in each box combo. Purchase July 27th, 2025.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work? Explore new career options in the fintech industry at Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. They have a 4.5-day work week, an attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more. It's been a very emotional show today. Oh, sorry, your mic's not on. Emotional, yes.
So you've turned my mic off now.
I just never turned it on.
That Asian Gracefully segment really got
well. That was part of it. Emotional, we always think is sad. No, it's just been an emotional roller coaster of a show today. It's been, we almost had Greg's truck stolen by the city worker.
His toy car.
Okay, yes, yes. It was almost commandeered.
Yes, by the city worker.
We had a tough Aging Gracefully segment. It was open and honest.
I got problems.
Thank you. There it is. That's all I needed from you. Either way, it's been a good show. If you missed any of it, check it out on the podcast page at theticketfm.com or anywhere you get your podcast. You can also go back on the live video stream.
The police were here.
The cops were here. Not for us. Not because of us. But because of an incident that happened in the middle of the 11th and O Street intersection. So that's a good
thing.
It was
an incident.
It was an incident. So either way,
I would classify as an incident.
It's been a good show though. It's been a good one. Jake is back on Monday, by the way. Okay, so instead of Bill's Thrills, we are going to do something since Bill is not here. Nick's Tricks, and I found three teams
that I
wanted to dive deep in to the over unders part, and just because it's not officially Bill's Thrills. We can still play the music. Here we go.
Do it.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
That is right. Bill's Thrills today. Nick's Tricks. I didn't come up with the name, but that's what we're going with. Sponsored by Diner Contracting. If you're looking for remodels and everything from bathrooms, kitchen, and whole house remodels, call Randy 402-417-5204 for a quote today. All right, here we go. Here is what we're going to talk about today. The over-under win totals for some teams.
Three teams?
There we go. Yes.
You got three.
I picked three teams. We're going to start off with the Baylor Bears. Baylor, from the Big 12 Conference.
Let me get to this.
The Baylor Bears. Okay. Their over-under win total, 7.5 wins. And I say all of this, and I talk about all this in the next 5 minutes, Sipple, with the disclaimer, do not use what I say for financial purposes. You can, but don't. This is not me putting it on the line.
Investment advice.
Yes, yes. Yeah, this is not. Do not take this seriously.
This is investment advice.
Baylor over 7.5 wins.
Okay.
Is what I like. Baylor, led by Dave Aranda, they won 8 games last year. Their toughest tests this season all come at home. Those tough tests right out of the gate with the Auburn Tigers. Utah and Arizona State are probably their three toughest tests on the Baylor Bears schedule.
Not at SMU.
At SMU would be one of them, but their toughest ones come, I think, at home.
I think so, too. I do too.
Quarterback. You're going to sense a recurring theme here. Quarterback, Sawyer Robinson is a redshirt senior. He took over as the full-time starter halfway through last season, led Baylor on a six-game winning streak. His season-ending statistics for the Baylor Bears, 3,100 passing yards, 28 touchdowns to just 8 interceptions.
Yes.
Think about the touchdown-interception ratio we just said Dylan Raiola should have in 2025.
I
we would like to see 20-plus touchdowns, fewer than 8 interceptions. Sawyer Robinson, redshirt senior, experienced guy for Dave Aranda's squad. 3,100-plus passing yards last year, 28 touchdowns to just 8 interceptions. It's also a must-win year for Dave Aranda. 31-30 in 5 years as the head coach in Waco. You remember when he got there, they had just opened up their stadium. They had just opened up new facilities, Lane Stadium down there in Waco. Dave Aranda, a high-profile hire from LSU as where he was the defensive coordinator, just 31-30 in his 5 years in Baylor. He's entering his sixth year. Haven't necessarily seen Baylor go the way that I think we expected under Dave Aranda, who obviously was part of that 2019 national championship staff, had a really good coaching career at the University of Wisconsin early in his time as well. And as of right now, 31-30 in 5 years, time to just get the job done. So I like Baylor at over 7.5 wins.
10 returning starters on offense, 8 on defense. A lot of returning starters.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, Sawyer Robertson. So you're taking Baylor overs.
7.5.
So is Phil Steele, by the way.
Okay.
He predicts them. You know how he does it, by the way.
I do.
He picks them first in the Big 12, but in a three-way tie with Utah and Iowa State.
Gotcha.
Okay.
A competitor in the Big 12 conference.
What's that?
Competitor in the Big 12 conference this year. That's the expectation for Baylor.
Yeah,
and I feel like the 7.5 is low.
Okay.
Okay, let's go ahead and stay in or go to the Big 10. Maryland, over 4.5 wins.
Maryland.
Mike Locksley hired a new offensive coordinator and a defensive coordinator for the Terps ahead of the 2025 season. Pep Hamilton, who was most recently the Houston Texans offensive coordinator, takes over the offense, while former North Carolina defensive line coach Ted Monachino takes over the defense. Here is their prized possession from their recruiting class in the 2025 recruiting class. The 5th-ranked recruit in the entire class, Malik Washington, will be starting under center for the Terps in 2025. Maryland also, Mike Locksley, give him credit. They brought in the number 21 high school recruiting class in the country in this last offseason. And so a lot of excitement around the Maryland Terrapins. Here is
a lot of youth
with the Maryland Terrapins. Here is where I'm also going with the schedule. Florida Atlantic, Northern Illinois, and Towson are the non-conference games for the Maryland Terrapins. Then that remains the question. Can Maryland steal two wins from the group that consists of Wisconsin, Nebraska, Washington, UCLA, Rutgers, or Michigan State? You just need to win two of them. I think they do. They also have a returning running back in Nolan Ray, who was the backup in 2024. He averaged 4.2 yards per carry as the backup last season. Now moves into a much larger role as a starter, Nolan Ray, here in 2025. Mike Locksley, also another coach that probably needs to win sometime relatively soon. Maryland's best years came when they had Taulia Tagovailoa at quarterback.
They did.
They have a quarterback. They struggled at times with Billy Edwards in the last couple of seasons. This year, they have a guy that they feel like equivalent to Nebraska would be their Dylan Raiola and Malik Washington Jr., the 5th-ranked quarterback out of the recruiting class. And so that's why I think that over-under of 4.5 wins for the Maryland Terrapins is somewhat low. Also, if they can win the three non-conference games, Florida Atlantic at home, Northern Illinois at home, and Towson at home, you feel like you can maybe steal two from that group of mediocre Big Ten teams.
Yes. Locksley, by the way, buyout.
Yeah.
Just $12 million.
There you go.
That's still a number, but 12. So you're saying Over.
Over 5.5.
Okay.
Now, this one, probably a little passionate within the Husker fan base. How about this? UCF.
Okay. Jeez.
Over under.
Oh, you're going to poke that bear. Huh?
Over under 5.5.
Okay.
I am taking the under.
Oh.
Here is why.
Okay, why?
From a completely unbiased standpoint, okay?
Yeah.
UCF sure. welcomes 38 newcomers. If you include walk-ons, that number approaches 70 per Scott Frost at Big 12 Media Days. That is a massive number.
That's a big number.
But 38 official newcomers through high school recruiting or transfer portal.
I got to think that roster's about 100.
Yeah.
So he has 70 You're right. new players?
He said that if you include walk-ons in this conversation, that number creeps towards 70.
Yeah.
That's what he said at Big 12 Media Days.
That's a lot.
So that
obviously,
is,
obviously.
So here we go. I think UCF is a much different job as well than back in 2017. UCF was in the American. We know that. Now they're in the Big 12. It's a much different job, higher pressure, higher expectations with UCF as well this offseason with, once again, you're playing better competition week in and week out in the Big 12 conference than you are in the American. That 38 newcomers piece means a little bit more, I think, when you're playing power conference football.
Okay.
A big part of that 2017 UCF team, we'll remember, was Mackenzie Milton,
yeah.
the quarterback.
Yeah, great quarterback. Who
is, by the way, now on staff. He's the quarterback's coach for the UCF Golden Knights.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UCF's current situation at quarterback, very unclear.
Ooh.
Very unclear. Scott Frost admitted it. He did the typical, what he actually said in Nebraska too, was, I feel confident sending either one of our guys out there at this point.
Yeah.
That's exactly verbatim, quote for quote. That's what he said at Big 12 Media Days. QB situation, still unclear. They have two choices. Former Indiana quarterback and Tennessee signee Taven Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And then also Ja'Kari Brown. Those are the two choices or options for Scott Frost and UCF. Ja'Kari Brown last year, one touchdown pass, four interceptions for the UCF Golden Knights under Gus Malzahn. Taven Jackson, in his experience last year for UCF, threw more than 10 passes in just one of his games.
Mm-hmm.
What type of offense? Scott Frost is going to be pretty involved in the offense. He mentioned that at Big 12 Media Days as well. He likes to throw the ball. We saw that. We saw the attempts at that a lot here at Nebraska. Road games for UCF, BYU, Texas Tech, Kansas State, Baylor, and they host North Carolina.
Rough.
That's tough five games
there
on the road against BYU, Texas Tech, Kansas State, and Baylor. We just talked about how Baylor is projected to be in a first-place tie in the Big 12 Conference. And then at the end of the day, until he proves us otherwise, as a power conference coach, Scott Frost is 16-31.
Right. So, I mean, he's just... he's just in this rough patch of his professional career.
Very.
I mean, coming off a disaster at Nebraska, now mm-hmm. walking into a situation at UCF where you're predicting unders, and I'm I guess in young man's parlance, I'm vibing with you.
Thank you. That means a lot.
You're welcome. That's trouble. Now, see what I'm suggesting? 16-31 at Nebraska. Now, what mm-hmm. if he throws a 3-9?
Yeah.
I mean, you're in just this very rough time.
You're right.
I mean, that's a lot of losing. That's a lot of questions you have in your mind about what's going on.
Yep.
You better be steadfast in your belief in the way you're going about things, because there is a lot of losing.
Yeah.
And losing is, oh my God, it's debilitating.
So there you have it. In the only episode of or segment of Nick's Tricks ever, we have overs on Baylor, 7.5, over on Maryland, 4.5, and under on UCF at 5.5. That is what I'm going with. Do not take it to the bank. Do not lock it in.
That's not what we're suggesting, but it's interesting. Loxley, the number was 5.5.
4.5.
Four. Yeah, I see them getting over that. I mean, the non-con are getting 3. I mean, he's got to squeeze out 2 more.
2 more out of a group that features Wisconsin, Washington, Rutgers, Michigan State. They're all what we would qualify that or quantify them as toss-up games.
Maryland.
Can you steal 2?
My guess, because this was the case when they came here with Tua's brother.
Yeah, Talia.
This was the case. When they came out of the tunnel, it was, oh, geez.
Yeah.
That's a good-looking team.
Yep.
My guess is it's still that way. Mm-hmm. Now, they haven't done particularly well under Loxley, although they won 2 straight bowl games.
I was going to say, they have a returning running back in Nolan Ray, as we just mentioned. Obviously, they have now who they expect to be their starter going forward at quarterback in Malik Washington. If you didn't notice, there's a trend. Success is more possible when you have a quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there you have it.
When I was talking about Maryland looking good coming out of the tunnel, I'm talking more about their bigs. I mean, they have good looking offensive line, good looking defensive line.
Yeah.
I assume they still do.
Yeah.
That probably doesn't change too much.
No.
And Loxley will always have skill, I think.
Yeah. Two new coordinators, which obviously is a conversation piece.
That is a conversation
piece. But, you know, that could be also why the number is maybe a little lower at 4.5.
Nick's Tricks.
Corey in Lincoln says, in a shocking twist, I don't have any problems with any of Nick's Tricks. Well, thank you, Corey.
That's our Corey.
I appreciate that.
That's our Corey.
I appreciate Corey. So, Corey and I go back and forth every now and then.
Do you?
We do. That is Nick's Tricks, also known as Bill's Thrills, sponsored by Dinert Contracting. If you're looking for remodels, make sure you call Randy, 402-417-5204, for a quote today. All right, it's time to play the game show. Sipple, what was our song of the day today?
It was Viva Las Vegas.
That is right. Elvis. Do you know why I chose Viva Las Vegas?
Well, yes, because of Big Ten Media
Days. Big Ten Media Days. The next time that I talk after today in the drive, the next time I'm on the air will be from Las Vegas. Are you here on Monday?
I am.
Okay, so it's not as applicable to you. However, the next time I see you will be in Las Vegas.
Viva Las Vegas.
And so today's topic, Las Vegas trivia.
Wow, okay.
How do you feel about Las Vegas trivia? Not great. Bill is not here for a lifeline. You have a winning week, 3-1 this week. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. Obviously, you have a winning week. Will it be 4-1 or will it be 3-2? Call now, 402-464-5685 to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Shut up, Sipple. Las Vegas trivia starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Which call now to shut up, Sipple. Las Vegas trivia, business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe on the line.
Greg is on the line.
I would say this. All 4 of these are layups.
Jeez. I didn't
want to make it too difficult, and I can already tell that I'm reading these. I made this game show at about 11:30 last night. I can tell you, the question seemed a lot harder when you were half asleep. I'm reading these right now. These are all 4 layups, and I'm going to get ridiculed on the text line.
Okay.
But with that, let's bring in Greg. Greg, how do you feel about Las Vegas trivia, my friend?
Reading these right now. These are all. We'll give it a swinger's chance.
All right. That sounds good.
With that, let's bring in Greg.
I hear myself in the background.
Greg, turn down your radio.
I muted the computer. It's on YouTube.
Perfect.
I'm working.
Sounds good. Thanks, Greg. Well, appreciate you calling from work. All right, here we go. First question to you, Greg. What is the nickname of the professional hockey team in Las Vegas?
Oh, a bit. Jesus, these are easy.
What's the answer?
It's the Knights.
I'll go ahead and give that to you. Why does that not go?
Golden Knights. Let me be
absolutely
correct.
It is Golden Knights, the Vegas Golden Knights. That's correct. All right, 1-0, Greg.
Good job, Greg.
Greg has added the pressure saying these are very easy for you, Sip. All right, Sip, first question to you, down 1-0. What is the name of the oldest operating casino on the Las Vegas Strip?
The Flamingo.
Is it the Flamingo? Nice work. Good job, Sipple. All right, tied 1-1. Next one to you, Greg, for the lead. What 2012 comedy movie was filmed mostly on site at Caesar's Palace and included the lobby, pools, and elevators, although the suite damage during the film was built on a soundstage?
Best line ever. Does Caesar really live here? The Hangover.
That is correct. The Hangover. There it is.
I got a question.
2-1.
That's what he said to the young lady.
Does Caesar really live here? No. All right, this one's going to be simple for you. Let's just get this one out of the way. This is the one that I'm going to be ridiculed the most. Greg, I apologize because we're going to the tiebreaker. Simple, what is the name of the famous dam just outside of Las Vegas? Steve.
No.
Another great line of a movie. Can I get some damn bait?
Oh, whoa, Greg, hold on. Sip, do you have the answer? 5 seconds. The texts are rolling in.
Can I be your lifeline so we can go to overtime?
This is embarrassing.
A little bit. It is the Hoover Dam. That is correct.
Brilliant.
Nice work.
Thank the engine fired. Thank God.
Oh my.
Woo!
If you'd have got that wrong, I would have ridiculed you next time I seen you.
My goodness.
I'm subject to ridicule. It's fine. Okay, Hoover Dam.
Here we go. So remind me on the tiebreaker. I give it to the contestant, Greg.
You can.
And then you go over under his name. This is going to actually be before or after. Greg, here's the tiebreaker. What year was the first casino license issued in Las Vegas?
Oh, man. I'm going to go 1954.
Was it before or after 1954?
I think that's a really good guess. After.
He says after, and that is incorrect. It is 1931 was the first casino license issued. That means, Greg, you're a winner. Thanks for playing the game show, calling down the road.
You guys have a good one.
Thanks, Greg. There he goes. All right, so 4 layups. We knew that was coming. But I could not believe that you struggled as much as you did on the Hoover Dam.
I got it, though.
You did get it. The engine started to fire.
Hey, 1931,
the first casino license was issued.
So Greg's guess wasn't a great guess.
It wasn't great, but it was there.
Yeah, and I should have won that game.
Yeah.
I should have won. 3-2.
Yep, 3-2 this week. Still a winning week.
Mm-hmm.
Greg wins a business box of bagels to our friends at Bagels and Joe. 4 locations in Lincoln and one in Seward. Bagels and Joe. Before we get to break, Sip, what are 3 words that you never want to hear in IT?
I've been hacked.
That is correct. That's right. And you can avoid all that with our friends at Applied Connective Technologies. They are in all 93 counties in Nebraska, and they manage all things IT. It's truly a one-stop shop. You can get a free consultation today at AppliedConnective.com. We turn the page to the 8 o'clock hour when we come back. Plenty more football conversation when we return. Hour number 3 of Early Break on the way.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.